I had my own technique. I always had, it was one question I always ask everyone, a technical question, one straightforward technical question. I said, it was really two questions I asked about, but one question I'd ask, I said, I draw a simple circuit, and I said, explains what happens when you close this switch, and then what happens when you open it, and mathematically derived it, because I was interested in two things. First, can a person do an analysis? Or what would be a typical EMI problem without calling an EMI? I call EMI is
right.
The interference side. And the second one was, could it defend his position? And how would it defend it? The answer was relatively unimportant, although, he got them both. He became a more favorable candidate. And then the second question I would ask is, what happens when you open a switch to a light? You walk into the room and you open the switch. Describe the process electrically. In any event, what I was looking for, more than anything else, is how tenacious would a person be in defending his ideas? Because if he's not tenacious, an EMC guy at that time would just walk all over you because it's not taught, they say it's voodoo
right.
And all that. So you had to, and if you knew your electrical engineering principles, you'd be better able to defend it. So that's how I selected my June graduates. And the group leader had the responsibility to carry out the assignment. And each one was given a problem that your father would appreciate. And he had it write it and documented it in a notebook, the learner document. The purpose of the exercise was analyze, plan your job, do the engineering, and then validate it. In order to validate it, you have to go and get the test equipment, you have to set up the lab, get a technician. And the particular problem that I had selected is make a prediction of what happens when you put this generator with pulses into this receiver. And predict what's going to happen, and then show you results. And you had 6 months to accomplish it while doing your regular job. So you had to schedule yourself. It was an all-around job. And you'd be surprised how sloppy people were. They didn't know. Some of them didn't even have an engineering notebook. They came in with loosely folded. They had to come over for an interview because that's in a separate building. And I said, did you bring your lab book? Lab? No, he put a notebook on. I said, what's this notebook? I said, don't you have an engineering? No. I said, go to the engineering counter and ask for a notebook. Come back to the notebook. I said, now you have an engineering lab notebook.